Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. It's a special gutter because we've got very, very bright lights on us today. Super bright lights. I can't even see with the cameras. I'm looking everywhere. I'm like a blind man, Andy Bell. I'm like a blind man, Ian Ryan. But we're told by the boys behind the camera that we look extra cool and brilliant.
It's bright.
I'm looking forward to looking better, looking more flattering, like maybe take some of the wrinkles away from us. You know. And what we need distractions to take away from the pain that is the Liverpool transfer window. I said, it felt like after last summer's transfer windows, let's park what went wrong last season. The transfer window itself was so enjoyable. It was like the best transfer window ever. It felt like we can't have nice things forever. This transfer window is a pile of shit. It's gone quiet again. I've said in the agenda that you didn't get. I've said, but you'd have liked to have heard this. Oh, so yeah. I'll tell you it now. I said very intelligently, we really are now at the point where we can say that the first five games of this coming season, i.e. the ones before the international break, have been compromised by transfer market failure. We are hugely unlikely to buy anyone who is plug and play ready for those five games. So, you know, if we sit today and start predicting opening two games lineups, we can, because there aren't going to be new additions who will be ready. You know, if they're signing the next week, they're going to have to move house from France, wherever they are. There's going to be bits to be done. There's going to be, they're going to have a couple of weeks training to get into our rhythm. They're just not going to realistically get any serious game time this side of the international break. Five games isn't a small percentage of a season. It's a significant start. You can begin to define your season. If we're mid-lower table because we haven't got out of the blocks because we've had to pick fucking kids at centre-back because Verge has had a little niggle or something, we could be saying, well, title's not a thing. Champions League, we're going to have to just push for that. I think that's what we're looking at. I think we have to acknowledge, Liverpool behind the scenes have to acknowledge, the transfer window has been a failure. It's a failure, actually, yeah. Full stop, even if they pull off some miracles later on.
I think you pointed on the first five games. Listen, seasons can get away from you.
Yeah.
We've all seen that. It can get away from you easy, and, you know, players can suddenly start feeling sorry for themselves, and before you know it, it's really hard to kind of almost work your way back into a football season. So that can absolutely happen. And I think, you know, Liverpool have had success over recent years, so I don't want to downplay that. But we've all got into seasons where you feel like they're taking a little bit of a chance in certain areas of the pitch. And maybe it's been the back four and you've gone, not too sure about that. You know, that feels like they're taking a bit of a gamble.